Okay, Susie, are you ready for today's podcast?
Oh, you bet I am, because I'm unstoppable.
I'm unstoppable. I'm a Porsche with no brakes. I'm invincible. Yeah, I win every single game. Mine's so powerful. I don't need batteries to play. I'm so confident. Yeah, I'm unstoppable today.
March 5th. 2023, Susie O here, and welcome everybody to the Women and Money podcast, as well as everybody smart enough to listen. We are going straight away to Susie School. So you are to take out your Susie notebooks along with a pen or a pencil. People even use pencils anymore. I haven't used a pencil and I don't even know how long. Anyway, that's besides the point. And I want you to write down today's Susie School as we go along, because too many of you are not understanding how money works when you invest it in a savings account or a certificate of deposit or a Series I bond or a treasury bill, bond, or note, or anything like that. So you are getting confused, and because you are getting confused, you are going to be making serious mistakes. So are you ready? Let's begin. The very first thing I want you to write down are the letters APY. And those three letters stand for annual percentage yield. Write that down. Annual percentage yield. And now I want you to underline the word annual. And I want you to think about, what does that word mean? That word means annual, on a yearly basis. Percentage yield. What do those words mean? That in 1 year, on an annual basis, the percentage that your money would yield you is whatever the investment that you made is quoted at. For instance, let's just assume you have $10,000 that you want to invest. And let's say that $10,000 maybe is at a savings account somewhere making for you 3%. Let's just say that's true and that 3% is APY. How much would you make on that $10,000 if the interest rate did not change over the year period of time and you just left it in there? You would be making $300 in 1 year. We all got that? How much, however, if you put in $10,000 into a savings account, paying you 3% APY, and 6 months from now, you decided, you know what? I'm taking all of my money out to do something else with it. How much would you earn? You would earn $150 approximately in a 3 month period of time. Do you understand what's happening here? You would probably only earn $75 in interest on a $10,000 deposit. So what's important for you to understand is that you get a portion of that 3% APY. It's based on the amount of time that your money has actually been invested, but it's still based on, if it had stayed in there for an entire year, that it would have earned an actual 3%, or in this case, $300. So you have to really get that, because what's important when it comes to investing is that there's like a universal language that everybody understands. If they left their money in for a year, this is how much they would get. Because no financial institution knows in advance, Are you going to leave it in there for 3 months? Are you going to leave it in there for 5 months? What are you going to do with it? So it's all based on an APY, and the actual interest rate that you earn is also based on the amount of time that it is in that investment. One other word that I want you to write down, and that word is compound interest. Compound interest. When you invest money, or when you put money into a savings account or a certificate or a treasury, whatever it may be, and the interest that the money that you deposited stays in that account, and that money earns interest. So you make a deposit of, let's just say, $10,000, and now that $10,000 earned interest for that month. The interest that it earned is still in the account. So now that money, that interest earns interest. That's known as compound interest. Did you write all of those down? Let's now go on to the 3 and 6 month certificates that Alliant Credit Union started to offer last Sunday, to tremendous success, by the way. And to find out more about the 3 and 6 month certificates with Alliant Credit Union, you would just go to myalliant.com/ultimate. Because again, on the Women in Money podcast, it really is the only place that we're letting people know about these certificates because the rates are so high. All right, let's continue. So I need you to write these numbers down. The 3 month certificate offers a dividend yield of 4.75% and an APY of 4.85%. The 6 month certificate offers a dividend yield of 4.89%, but the APY is 5%. Do you understand the difference between the dividend yield and the APY? And chances are you do not. So again, let's add another definition on our little Susie notebook. Dividend yield is the actual interest rate that you will be earning on the certificates. Now, these certificates with Alliant Credit Union, you have the ability to take out the interest or the dividend yield, and they're just calling it that because they're certificates, and that's what credit unions, that's their lingo that they use. So the interest or the dividend yield that you are able to earn on the 3 month or the 6 month certificate can be withdrawn for income every single month if you want to. And Alliant Credit Union does not know if you are going to be withdrawing that interest or dividend yield, or if you're just going to leave it in there. If you just leave your dividend yield in there, the interest that you're making in there, and now that interest starts to compound, we learned what that means, that interest starts to make interest, then your annual percentage yield will be 4.85% on the 3 month or 5% annual percentage yield on the 6 month. However, go back again to what I started to teach you today, which was annual percentage yield. That does not mean that at the end of 3 months, assuming you invested $10,000, that at the end of 3 months, you're going to earn $485. Or if you purchased the 6-month certificate at a 5% annual yield, assuming again you're leaving the interest or the dividend in there, it does not mean at the end of 6 months you're going to earn $500. No. And why is that? Because you didn't leave it in there for a year. And interest rates are quoted on an annual percentage yield. So do not mix that up. There is no place that you can invest money that is not quoted as an annual percentage yield. So for those of you who keep thinking that you are making more money in your bank accounts or your money market accounts, wherever your money happens to be, than you would in a 3 or 6 month certificate, you are not calculating correctly. And you really need to understand that big time. Again, the interest rates that Alliant is offering are fabulous interest rates right now. So for those of you, seriously, you have money at other bank accounts, at other credit unions, any place. This is savings money. This is money that you really don't think you're going to need. You just want to get the highest interest rate on it. You need to think about, where should you be transferring that money to get the highest possible interest that you can get? Once again, I am going to repeat, I personally think interest rates are going to continue to go up, and I would not be going out more than 6 months at this point in time. Are we all clear on this lesson today as to how an APY works and how compounding works? Those are the things that you seriously need to understand. Next, the biggest difference between a certificate of deposit and a treasury, whether it's a treasury bill, and a treasury bill has a maturity of 1 year or less, a treasury note is 2 to essentially 10 years, and a treasury bond is 20 or 30 years. The main difference between a treasury instrument, whether it's a treasury bill, bond, or note, or a series I bond, or series E bonds, or whatever they may be, and any other investment, such as a certificate of deposit, or interest rates that you make on savings accounts or money market accounts, the biggest difference between those two is that whenever you buy a treasury, you do not have to pay state income tax on that money. However, with certificates and money market accounts, you not only pay taxes on the federal level, you will also, if you live in a state that charges state income tax, also pay tax on a state level as well. In a treasury, you only pay income tax on the federal level. Now, for many of you, that's not a really big deal. Maybe you're not in a very high tax bracket at all, or you happen to live in a state where you hardly have any state income tax, so none of that affects you. But if you happen to live in California or Hawaii or states where it's at 13% state income tax, or 11%, or states really that are high, and you can look it up. Go and look at what is the state income tax based on your income that you pay. And then you'll know, are you better off buying a treasury versus a certificate. And it's really just that simple. So I can outright tell you that in the majority of cases, if you live in places like New York, New Jersey, Georgia, Hawaii, especially California, 9 out of 10 of the times, you are better off buying a treasury bill than a certificate. All right, everybody. There's also something you need to understand, which is there's a difference between savings and investments for the long run and an emergency savings fund. Most of you for an emergency savings fund or account want to know that you can get at your money at any time. And that's why many of you put your 8-month or 12-month emergency savings fund in the Ultimate Opportunity Savings account or wherever you may happen to do so. But for many of you, you truly just don't want to get complicated. You just want your savings account money to be liquid in case you need more than 3 months or 6 months at one time. You just want liquid money. You do not want to tie it up. New word, liquid. Write it down. Liquid means you can get at it anytime you want without a penalty. So you want to know that, oh, you have $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 or whatever it may be in the Ultimate Opportunity Savings account at 3.10%, and you just want to know that you can get at it tomorrow. All of it. You leave it there. You just leave it there or wherever you happen to have it. If, however, you know that you can tie up this money for 3 months or 6 months or whatever, and it makes sense depending on the state that you live in and or your own income tax bracket, even if you live in a state that has state income taxes, but you're not really paying any because you're not really making any money, and you just want it to be very simple for you. And maybe you have money sitting in a bank account somewhere paying you 0.6% or whatever it is, then you might want to take advantage of the 3 and 6 month certificates that Alliant Credit Union is offering. Let's talk about maturity dates and what they mean to you. Write it down. A maturity date. When you purchase a 3-month certificate or a 6-month certificate, in this case with Alliant Credit Union, in 3 months, that certificate matures. All of the money plus the interest that it earned is your money to do whatever you want with without any penalties whatsoever. It's your choice if you want to renew it and buy another 3-month certificate, or at that time, a 6-month certificate, or do you want your money to go back into your savings account or any account that you might have at Alliant to do whatever you want with? Up to you. So when you see a maturity date, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, or 2 years, that is the amount of time that your investment is essentially tied up. It can go up and down in value if it's a treasury. There will be possible penalties of 3 months of interest if you come out before the maturity date of the certificates. So you know when you can get at this money without any penalties or fluctuation in your principal whatsoever. Your maturity dates should be chosen according to not what the interest rate is paying, but two things. When you think you may want access to that money penalty free, and do you think that interest rates are going to go higher in the future. So you want that money to mature so you could possibly invest it at a higher interest rate. Those are the two things that you need to take into consideration when deciding on what maturity date do you want. These are the things that are important for you to really understand in Suzy School. All right, until Thursday, there's really only one thing that I want you to say every single day. Come on, repeat it with me. Today, wherever I go, I will create a more peaceful, joyful, and loving world. And everybody, this world needs that to come true more than it's ever needed it before. So if you can just do that, I promise you, you will be unstoppable.
I'm unstoppable. I'm a butcher with no brakes. I'm invincible. Yeah, I win every single game. Minds are powerful. I don't need batteries to play. I'm so confident. Yeah, I'm unstoppable today. Unstoppable today.
Neither Suzy Orman Media nor Suzy Orman is acting as a certified financial planner, advisor, a certified financial analyst, an economist, CPA, accountant, or lawyer. Neither Suzy Orman Media nor Suzy Orman make any recommendations as to any specific securities or investments. All content contained in this podcast is for informational and general purposes only and does not constitute financial accounting or legal advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and financial advisors regarding your particular situation. Neither Suzy Orman Media nor Suzy Orman accepts any responsibility for any losses which may arise from accessing or reliance on information in this podcast. And to the fullest extent permitted by law, we exclude all liability for loss, damages, direct or indirect, arising from the use of this information. The must-have documents discussed in this podcast are legal documents created by a lawyer and distributed by Hay House.